All right, Patreon supporters, I got a message for you. This is a very special message just for you. First off, thank you. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it all the time. I never take it for granted. I really aim to please. I really want you to enjoy your time supporting. I want to make it worth your while. Now, in the month of May, I asked you to tell me what you wanted me to research. And I said, I'll do a show and I'll address everything. That was a bad idea. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. There was a lot of stuff that came back. Not everyone left a research topic, and that's great. Several of you left more than one, and that's great too. If I was to put a number on it, I would say, I'm going off of my real bad memory here. I'd say I have roughly 60 to 100 topics to cover. And what I did was I gave a pass over, a once over, and here were the top hitters. The book club. You guys like the book club idea? We're going to do it. We're going to do the dark path. Flat Earth. Coming in a very close second. Flat Earth. Okay. You asked for it. I'm doing it. I'll give you Flat Earth. And then another recurring sort of theme that I saw was, who is the Illuminati? Who are the bloodlines? Who is this? Why are we talking about these people and not saying who they are? I'm going to give you a polished answers on all those things. The first, and in fact, Denali asked about 5G kill grids and vaccines. That's a pretty large topic, right? But I that only came up once on the request list, but I'm also going to do a polished answer on that because that I've seen that come up many times on the social feeds, people asking about it and all that. But you on Patreon get priority. I don't care what those other people say on the social feeds. In fact, I kind of stopped addressing a lot of their concerns. I only want to hear from my Patreon people, okay? Now, how are we going to do this? Because originally I said, leave all the topics and I'll hit them all on like a show or two. This is many shows. I bit off more than I can chew. These dogs are crazy. I'm very sorry. They apologize. They're animals. They can't help it. They're animals and there's people walking around outside that they don't trust. It's for your protection and mine. I can't even think. So I'm still doing a little pregame on how to address these shows. I think I can hit several of the topics on one show, but then I gotta do some research to give you a proper answer on some of these topics, like the flat Earth stuff. Because I really want to prove it. I don't want to just sit here and say, hey, I don't believe it. Forget it. It's stupid. I'm gonna approach it as a pure skeptic and saying, okay, maybe it's real. Let's see. I mean, it's not real, but anyways. So let me mull this over for another week or two. And here's what I didn't want to do. And here's why I'm talking to you on this special little blurb. Because when I first said, hey, give me your ideas, I wanted to just address everything. I want to talk to you about everything. But now that I'm seeing it, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be hours. This is hours of research and discussion, okay? And what I'm afraid of you thinking, this is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of me taking too long to answer all these things, to research and give you proper answers. This is weeks, months even. Like when you talk about the book club, that's months, right? And I don't want you to think I was scamming you into staying on the Patreon team just to hear the answer. Like that's not my desire, okay? So, because I get it, right? Like I pay bills too. Like sometimes it's like, you don't have the money for entertainment. Like that's a bonus little perk thing that if you got money, great. And some months you don't. Sometimes you got to put food in baby's mouth. You got to keep the roof over the head. By all means, that's number one. I get it. So like this was not a scam for me to stretch out your membership to make you pay for more months just so you can hear the answer. But I am going to tell you, this may take months for me to answer everything, okay? And if that's the case, if you need to take care of yourself and get off the Patreon team for whatever reason and you don't get the answer yet, I want you to email me, IlluminatiWatcher@gmail.com, and tell me, hey, this is so-and-so. I requested this topic back in May, and I had to get off Patreon for one reason or another. You don't need to – don't even tell me. I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to have excuses. I'll email you the MP3 file, and you can listen to that particular episode when I get it done, okay? That's the deal I'll make with you. But by all means, stay on the team. I'm not telling you to get off the team. I'm just saying I get it. Like, sometimes things get tight. But, yeah, that's the deal I'll make with you. If you, again, IlluminatiWatcher@gmail.com, hit me up. If for some reason you need to get the show later, whatever. Because I think it's more important that I research the topics properly, get you good answers, put together polished shows, polished responses. It's just going to take me a lot longer than I thought. So, and let me start working on this stuff. I think I've got enough because 5G consumed me. I started going down the rabbit hole and I'm like, holy crap. I mean, I've got just pages and pages and pages of notes. And, you know, I can't tell you what my first approach on tackling all these topics you guys asked. I can't tell you what the first show will be. But I'm going to try to hit it with the high priority items first. You know, book club, flat earth, who's the Illuminati? That's my plan. And then I'm going to do a round robin of all the easy, low-lying fruit that I can do without a lot of research, okay? Like, stuff that I already know is what I'm saying, okay? I'm not saying I'm not researching it. I'm just saying, like, stuff that I can readily answer quickly with good answers, I'll do that. All right, is that enough? Are you tired of listening to me ramble? Okay, thanks. I just wanted to give you that special heads up. And also, I'm on Redbubble. I don't know if you saw my social feeds. A lot of you asked for, like, T-shirts and that kind of thing. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. And for me, the best way for me to do it where someone else handles the purchasing and the shipping and the returns was to do it through Redbubble. And I bought a bunch of stuff. I bought coffee mugs and shirts. And I for months, I mean, this has been going on for months. I bought stuff, got it shipped, wore it, washed it. The coffee mugs ran through the dishwasher 20 times just to make sure they were decent products before I hit you up to buy any of them, okay? Now, I don't set the prices. That's based on the cost for Redbubble to do all that stuff. I get like a little cut, I mean, a couple bucks off of each shirt, you know? But I thought, it's not about the money on this one per se. This is more of, you wanted some kind of merchandise sort of thing, some sort of I support the show kind of thing. That's one way you can do it. Stickers, iPhone cases, coffee mugs. And I'll post more images on my Instagram feed of the stuff that I did get. But yeah, you can check that out. And as far as getting to the Redbubble's a little clunky. I don't love the website. But if you Google the terms Redbubble, Isaac Weishaupt, it should bring up my store where you can look at, like, I got like four or five designs. I got a couple more coming. And you can apply those designs to different products, okay? Anyways, if you got any questions, hit me up, IlluminatiWatcher@gmail.com. I'll help you through that. But they handle the orders. They handle the returns. I did a return with them, too, just to see how that process worked, and it worked great. But yeah, that's another option. So there you go. I'll let you go. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Billie Eilish show, and I'll start working on the research. I'm halfway. I've been reading Flat Earth stuff. This shit's crazy. I don't know about this. This is a tough sell for me. Anyways, yeah, I'll holler at you guys later. Stay woke.
I don't know if any of you've seen it.
It
came out
scary.
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It would be in the realm of that. Everybody thinks I sold my soul to the Illuminati. I don't really know what the Illuminati is, to be honest with you.
That's what somebody would say if they sold their
Man.
Soul to the Illuminati. So many artists obsess about the idea of being misunderstood or having words mangled, but you seem to almost invite it.
I mean, this is why I'm okay with people thinking I've been sold to the Illuminati or whatever, because it's like, art is up for it should be up for interpretation. I don't want to see somebody say, this is my theory about what the song is about, and then have a whole thing and me be like, that's not what it's about. I think that's so boring.
All right, let's pick on Billie Eilish today. She is the latest artist from the industry, but she portrays herself as the outsider. Today we're gonna pick on her. We're gonna tear her apart. We're gonna talk about all the occult and Illuminati symbolism in her work. And by the end of the show, you will understand a little bit better who she is. First, I need to do a little bit of housekeeping, though. First off, I'm an idiot. Last week, we did an analysis on Netflix's movie, The Perfection, and I totally screwed it up. I kept calling Allison Williams Jennifer Connelly, because I, in my head, thought this was the same person. I don't know why. Total brain fart there. My apologies, and shout out to Sabrina on the Patreon team for correcting me. I'm really losing it. I'm really losing my grip on reality, just like Allison Williams' father, Brian Williams, the journalist. Wasn't he the guy that was in the helicopter? He said he was in Iraq and he got shot down in the helicopter, but turns out he wasn't. And it has to do with this strange mental construct that happens when you talk about something long enough, your mind will fill in the blanks and deceive you. Memories are very unreliable. So I don't know what happened there. I'm just a moron. Anyways, in my defense, Jennifer Connelly and Allison Williams look very similar. But anyways, I even mentioned how Jennifer Connelly, or Allison Williams, I should say, was in Requiem for a Dream. That was Jennifer Connelly. I won't do that again. I promise. That'll never happen again, ever again. I'm very sorry. I told you I wasn't good with names. And I usually can't pronounce them. I didn't think I'd get to the point where I was screwing them up also. The point is, man cannot be perfected, and that is what the Illuminati goal is, the perfection of man, the perfected man, the number of which is 666, which is the number of people that Billie Eilish follows on Instagram. Yes, indeed. We've got a real in-depth analysis on her today, much more on her than you ever wanted to know, more than I ever wanted to know. So let's get into it. The little interview you heard on the intro, that was her appearance on a show called Hot Ones, where celebrities eat hot wings while some guy's interviewing them. And believe it or not, that was probably the most revealing interview that I could find. I read through several articles about her, but I believe she's a protected asset, just like our friends Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande. As you know, both of those ladies got me in trouble on the YouTube, got me banned. In fact, I started a new YouTube channel. It's called Isaac Weishaupt, if you're curious. But let's see how that goes. I'm going to upload this exact episode to YouTube. We'll see what happens. Let's see if I get dinged. Seems like a good litmus test for that. But so why are we talking about Billie Eilish? Well, she's going to be the most influential and the most important person for an entire generation of people. Generation Z. Generation Z for you Brits. Taking the piss. Kids born in the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. That generation. She's kind of like the Kurt Cobain for the Gen Xers. And they're setting the stage for her to be the most influential celebrity. It's very clear. Once, you know, and there was a time where I wouldn't believe this sort of thought. But when you see someone who's 15 years old doing the same thing a million other 15-year-olds are doing, posting music on a SoundCloud account like so many others, and for some reason, we're told, the big fantasy fairy tale that some big executive heard the song and was like, "My God, sign her." And then they coordinated it for every magazine to write a thing about her. I mean, look it up for yourself. You can look it up. You'll see a million articles like, "Who's Billie Eilish? You better find out now. She's the next big thing." They're planting the message in your brain for you to believe it. Now, she is, and I'm going to give you a little forewarning here, okay? And I'm going to try my best not to do this. I may get a bit... get off my lawn, okay? And it's not because I'm hating. It's because I don't like children telling adults what to do. That's right. I was raised old school. You just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth and do what you're told. No, but, you know, I read through some of her interviews, and she's very cocky. And that's fine. Like, I get it. And trust me, if it was a young boy doing the saying the same things, I would feel the same way. It's not because it's a female or nothing like that. Here, in fact, here's a quote from her interview on NME.com. Bro, teenagers know more about the country that we're living in right now than anybody.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, these, you know, and that's the problem with this younger generation. Like I said, I'm going to get off my lawn. But when I grew up, we didn't get involved in this kind of talk because it wasn't our place and we didn't care. Okay. So that means she's already posturing to be the voice of a generation, and all this whole industry, because, you know, all these media outlets are run by the same three people, same as the entertainment industry. They're lobbying this thing. They're setting the volleyball up in the air for the big spike. They want her to be the voice because, trust me on this, she's going to have this political agenda she's going to start pushing. I mean, we could probably all guess what it's going to be. And you know me, I'm a pretty liberal guy. I'm just telling you, this is the way it's going to work. And she's going to be the most introspective teenager you've ever met in your life, because she's so damn smart. She's seen it all. She's been there and done that. But I get a little angry because it's like, yo, like, you're 15, and what, you're going to kick knowledge to me? Get the hell out of here. Come on. I mean, maybe some adults do deserve that, but not me, right? Okay. And her dad, I seen some interview with her dad, showed up, he's a cuck. Get out of here with this nonsense. Anyways, all that being said, some of her music's pretty good. I don't hate her music by any stretch. I actually think it's pretty decent music. But she bites a lot of Lana Del Rey's sound, which I love me some Lana Del Rey, so that's probably why I don't, you know, some of Billie's songs are alright. She aight. But, you know, still, you know, so the music's decent enough. I'm not hating on that. But I'm saying, like, there's probably a million people out there making great music I've never heard before, right? How do you get through the gatekeepers? Oh, and by the way, the dogs are on one today. It's going to be a doggy day. And did you see on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, go ahead and check it out. I got a photo of me, a very rare photo of me without a disguise on. And I'm holding my brown dog, Eva. And these dogs are crazy today. I kept having to restart this show. And finally, I just said, screw it. It's just going to be that kind of day. So my apologies. Very unprofessional. But, you know, the dogs are a part of this too. The dogs are part of the show. They've got a say in this. We're going to hear them out. Just ignore them. You know, the brown one's insane. She's nuts. She's sitting right here. The wind is blowing today, and it's freaking her out. She can't take it. She can't take the wind. The wind is too scary. My God, make it stop. Anyways, and I'm going to post pictures of these dumb dogs for you. I want you all to see. I want you all to see who you're hearing in the background. anyways. But we're just going to roll through it. I'm not going to address it. Let's just get on with this, all right? Now, like I said, Billie Eilish, tons of press. How do you get that level of press? How does that happen? Don't you think it's very curious? On top of that, and I scoured the internet, there's a shockingly low number of interviews available. For her being, let me pull the quote back up, for her being a teenager that knows more about the country that we're living in right now than anybody, it's sure curious that nobody's asking her questions about what she would do. Okay, teenagers, you tell me. You tell me what to do. But, yeah, there's really not that many interviews with her. There's just a lot of articles saying, who's Billie Eilish? You're going to find out now, and you better find out. She's the next big thing. So there was some Vanity Fair interview I read. It wasn't even an interview. And it's basically her. It was on, I'm sorry, I didn't read it. I watched it on YouTube, where she's reviewing things they asked her 1 year prior. And, you know, it's all this, and it's all this piece to sell this big fame fantasy, because it's, they interview her when she was like 15, and they're like, how many followers do you have on Instagram? And she's like 27,000 or whatever it was. And then a year later, she's like 6 million. I don't know. It's just so staged and manufactured. I just don't know how people fall for this. I really don't. But the second interview that I could find is with this guy named Nardwar. He seems like a total pedo. And that wasn't really an interview either. It was like, I don't know, it was him talking to her family and her and like giving them gifts, weird Beatles gifts and stuff. And this guy's a total pedo. I don't know who he is, but he's interviewed a million famous people. It's like watching him is like watching Gallagher with the sledgehammer and the watermelons. He's like Jimmy Savile meets Terry Richardson meets Michael Jackson meets Gallagher. And I don't know why he's famous, but he is. He's got a million. He's more famous than Billie Eilish, I would say. And one of the gifts that he gives Billie is this Hillary Duff sleeping bag, and he makes her crawl inside of it. I don't know. And again, I couldn't get anything from it. Couldn't get any information from this interview. So the best one I could find is NME.com had a non-video interview. We're going to pull some quotes out from it. We're going to talk about it. First, she says, people underestimate the power of a young mind that is new to everything and experiencing for the first time. We're being ignored and it's so dumb, we know everything. Okay. Again, not to belabor the old man point, but you know what I'm saying. And I don't know that it's her that thinks she knows everything. I mean, that wouldn't shock me. That's that generation. They think they've just got it all figured out. But I think that they're filling her head with this persona of what she needs to show the world, because she's playing a character, right? She's playing a character of this emo kid, this downtrodden kid who's satanic, and trust me, that's what I mean by that when I say satanic. We're going to go over that. But yeah, she's supposed to be this extra insightful, smart artist kid, because she's going to be put in a role to steer the minds of the masses, of the youth. She says, I'm the type of person, if you tell me to stop doing something, I'm going to do the opposite. You know, she's rebellious. She's the rebel angel, the Luciferian archetype. We've seen it a million times. And why? Because it works. It works. Because there's a young generation and they haven't seen this before. She's just going to be the one that represents them. You know, and it's nothing new. Every celebrity and artist, every generation has one of these, right? But it's just so curious to me how they're being so obvious about how she is being put into that position, okay? But again, all these interviews, they're fluff pieces if you watch them. You know, what's your favorite color? Instead of asking her, you know, what's the creative process? Since you're the greatest, smartest, most talented kid ever, and all these adults are just dummies, and you know it all, then why don't we dig into that, okay? Why aren't these journalists saying, okay, you're so smart, then let me throw you a curveball and ask you a real question. Instead, they're asking her what's her favorite color and her favorite artist, like she's 12 years old. Who, by the way, her favorite artist is Tyler, the Creator, a Satanist. He's not even bashful about it. If you look his stuff up, because she has to represent the rebel angel. She is the Luciferian archetype. But the reality is she's not an emo kid. She's not a rebel. She's not what do you call it, antinomian. She's just playing the role to become famous because the handlers find her to be the one that can do it. She, in reality, in my opinion, and I, you know, I try to find her official She's from Highland Park, Los Angeles, right? Her parents are entertainers. They all get along real well. To me, I think she's just another, privileged white girl.
Did your dream of one day working at Target have anything to do with the Alex from Target meme?
Dude, you know what's so stupid?
Huh.
That when that meme happened, there was one of the first like meme accounts that was like a meme account made a hoodie that said, LOL, you're not Target. No, LOL, you're not Alex from Target. And I bought one. And it was like $200.
Whoa.
And I bought it. And then I took a picture in it and I posted it. And I remember it got like 300 likes. And I thought I was famous.
You made it.
I thought I was famous. Literally thought I was famous.
I mean, she talks. I mean, when you were 12, 13 years old, were you buying $200 sweatshirts off online? Where'd she get that credit card from? I just think, I don't know. I just know when I see it, okay? Those are just gut feelings, and I could be way off. I could be wrong. I could be entirely wrong. But I'm not. And then going back to the NME article, okay, here we go. That family home is where Billy records with her older brother in a makeshift studio in his bedroom, something they'd done for as long as she can remember. When people ask, when did you start singing? I think that's a dumb question. I was always singing and making up melodies, and that was normal for our family to do that. I'd meet families who didn't do that, and I'd think, what the hell? So, I mean, how many families do you know that are like that, okay? Not to sound like Jude Nelson on The Breakfast Club when he's talking about they're talking about their home lives, and he's making a caricature of the other kids and talking about, you know, how different their homes are. That's what this sounds like to me, okay? That's what I feel like right now is Jude Nelson, because that seems like nonsense to me. I think that sounds like a privileged family. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's great. I love that. But, like, don't try to sell me on this idea that you're this, like, suicidal emo kid and Satanist and rebellious. Like, get the hell out of here, right? Right? Am I crazy? Do you know what I'm saying? Back in August 2017, W Magazine had an article called Meet Billie Eilish, Pop's Terrifying 15-Year-Old Prodigy. And this is based on this viral hit called Ocean Eyes, a track that was actually recorded 2 years prior when she was 13 with her brother, Phineas. Phineas is his name, in 2015. And all this, you know, this is what got her famous, right? The story is that this Ocean Eyes track on SoundCloud was heard by some big exec at Interscope, and they signed her. And her debut album, Don't Smile at Me, would actually come out that same week that article came out in August 2017. She was signed to Interscope right off the bat. Articles written about her before her first album even came out. Does that make a lot of sense? Think about that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, we can. I did an article on IlluminatiWatcher.com. And I want to go through that right now. In fact, I've got lots of images on there. If you want to check it out, you can follow along. We're going to briefly go over the history and my arguments here, okay? The symbolism that we find in her work. Her first studio album released in March of 2019 called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And that was the one that really pushed her into the mega mainstream, okay? I mean, she was at the top of the charts before she was 18. That's pretty crazy, right? Now, let's see here. We already talked about her styles and such. Let's get into the influence of Saturnian symbolism. She has a video called Lovely. She is inside of the cube. The cube, of course, symbol for Saturn. The Saturnian elements, the outsider, that is her. They're conflating the outsider, rebel angel stuff. And in fact, we see in the video called Party's Over, She's got this black goo coming out of her eyes. I call this the tears of Saturn. The black goo. It represents, I mean, you see it in many films, Prometheus, the Alien movies. You see the black goo as it represents the first stage in the alchemical process. The blackening, the negredo. And that's what she's got coming out of her all-seeing eyes. Billie All-Seeing Eilish. It's the evolution of mankind. She's evolving. She's going through the stages of the occult initiation process. I also looked through her Instagram feed. There's a very curious pose where she looks just like the Baphomet. Again, symbol of the reconciliation of opposites. She's showing her woke levels. Woke levels through the roof. Then, of course, there were some images, a lot of inverted crosses, because, yeah, you know. And then she pushed the anti-Christian sentiment a bit further on the artwork for Garage. I don't know if that's the name of the song, but it's the triple goddess, the head of the triple goddess of witchcraft. It's the maiden, the mother, and the crone. Billie, of course, is the young maiden in this example. We've seen this many times before, Lady Gaga included. Eyes Wide Shut, I talked about the triple goddess theme in the film Eyes Wide Shut on the Kubrick's Code project, book and video. Now, she had a commercial for Calvin Klein called My Calvins. And here we find her inside of the bathtub. You know that old familiar bathtub. Symbolizes the crossing over of the goddess. Whitney Houston, her daughter, Bobby Christina, all in the bathtub. So many images in the bathtub. I've got a whole article on the Illuminati water, the Illuminati bathtub, recurring theme. It's in Kenneth Anger's films. In, I believe it was Lucifer Rising, there's a guy in the bathtub. And of course, while she's in the bathtub, she's giving us the all-seeing eye symbol. She's got one eye closed while she's looking through a ring. With the other eye, the ring of Saturn, maybe? I don't know. We're just getting crazy now. This is just silly now. You'll see many images of her on the ladder. Climbing the ladder. What does that mean? In her board video, in her watch video, she's on top of the ladder. She's climbing the ladder. This is the symbol you see in all the Freemason iconography. It's the ascension of the initiate through the degrees of occult initiation. The practitioner achieves the top of the ladder, becoming a god. Because that's what it always goes back to. It goes back to this idea of wisdom and intellect and worshiping Lucifer as the divine giver of these things. Saving us from the oppressive God who just wanted us to worship him and not become gods of our own. The serpent said he would make ye like gods to Adam and Eve. Oh, is that what the serpent said? How's the serpent talk? I don't know. You know what I'm saying. Then, of course, on her Instagram, she follows 666 people. She's the antinomian archetype, the number of perfected man. Now, why are all these things happening? Well, it's because Aleister Crowley made it so. He said he was ushering the Aeon of Horus, the age of the crowned and conquering child. And what do we have with this young lady? She's, in fact, going to be the crowned and conquering child. There was a whole video called You Should See Me in a Crown, with her in a crown and devilish-looking spiders crawling out of her mouth. So, to me, she is a tool for her handlers to show symbolism of the great work. They are evolving mankind into this new doctrine, this new age, the Aeon of Horus. Now, since I wrote that article, I've learned more. She was friends with XXXTentacion, it turns out. The young man that was murdered. And I had a whole host of theories on that. Drake did it, by the way. 666 Tentacion. That's what that means. Again, we're talking about the connections here with the 666. Not to sound like a Bible thumper, but I gotta call it as I see it. I mean, I don't know why they're choosing these things. But yeah, her dad, he was an actor. He was on the West Wing. He's apparently a narrator of audiobooks. That came out on the Nardwar interview. But let's take a look at the lyrics to her songs. Let's look at her work, okay? This genius, this child prodigy. Bury a Friend. I think this might be her most famous song. For the debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs all froze and my eyes won't close. The eyes have to open. The serpent will open the eyes. That's what the all-seeing eye symbol is about. It's about having the pineal gland, the third eye, opened. Understanding the new ways, the new world, the real religion, the old religion. She's got a song called All Good Girls Go to Hell, and just the title alone should tell you enough about it. Part of the lyrics say, Peter's on vacation, an open invitation. It's a reference to St. Peter and the entrance through the pearly gates to heaven. Peter, St. Peter is a judge, but he's on vacation. What does that mean? That means no morals needed here. No repercussions for your devilish ways. Then the lyrics say, pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends, but you can't invite them. Again, reiterating the same point. Is heaven all that great? Not really. Because all the good girls go to hell. That's what she says. Because even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. God will want the devil on her team, is what she says. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't want the devil on my team. Okay, then she says, my Lucifer is lonely. There's nothing left to save me now. My God is going to owe me. There's nothing left to save now. God owes her. Very prideful here, okay? Isn't that one of the seven deadly sins, is pride? But, you know, I listen to a lot of rap music, and that's full of braggadocious rappers saying braggadocious things. But I think it's very curious that she talks about these subjects. And it seems that she's upset about how the Luciferian energies make her a bad girl. What do you think that tells young ladies listening to this artist? They also want the Luciferian energies to make them a bad girl. Because they want to emulate their favorite artist, their role model. Well, let me tell you something. I've known a lot of bad people in my day, okay? I grew up and I got friends in prison. I got friends that are dead. Friends on drugs. And I can tell you that the people who are genuine rebels of society aren't growing up in households where they're making songs with their mom and dad and brother in sunny Los Angeles. But yeah, that's very curious about this young lady. I'm curious to see what happens with her. Like I said, I think she has a role to play in the big agenda, in the great work. She is going to be the voice of an entire generation. That is clear that that's what they want to happen. It's, you know, it's like anything else. They keep repeating something until it becomes reality. It's the same thing with the alien agenda. They keep showing us the aliens until they become reality. And she has a role to play in this new world, so let's sit back and enjoy the show. And hey, you know what? If you like her music, good on you. That's fine. I don't hate her music. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's not on my playlist, but it's not for me, so what, you know, whatever. I'm just telling you that she's being groomed for a role of higher importance. And in fact, if you're one of those parents, because I had a couple people reach out to me and say that they were glad I was going to look at this Billie Eilish because their kids are obsessed with her. And, you know, I don't have kids. I don't know how to tell you to deal with that. But it seems like if you continue the narrative of, oh, you shouldn't listen to this, it's bad music, and she's in the Illuminati, Isaac told me so, I don't know if that's going to help your cause any. I think that's going to steer the kids more into that. Because, you know, kids are rebellious as teenagers. I know I was. listening to Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson, he used the hard R in his song when I was like 16. I remember hearing that. I thought it was a bit shocking, but no one really seemed to talk about that. But anyways, point being, I don't know if that's the right strategy to take here. In fact, maybe if you were like, you know, I really like this music too, maybe that would get them to stop listening to her. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, keep an eye on things. See what you think. Let me know if you think I'm off track here. Am I being mean? Am I picking on this young lady for no reason? Is she as talented and smart as she says she is? Are us adults just dummies and we need the kids to tell us what's the real truth to the world with all of their experience and knowledge and wisdom gained? Or is she saying, Lucifer gave me the wisdom, let me tell you the way? Many ways we could take this, but let's keep an eye on her videos. If you see anything, if you hear anything of interest, send it to me. I'm on the socials, Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. You can hit me up on the website, leave a comment on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Tell me what you think. All right, thanks. As always, stay woke.